You're listening to Potty Mouth Radio, the home of movies, music, television, and comedy.
And now, the hunt for the perfect album.
Hello, dear patrons, and welcome back to the hunt for the perfect album with B-Dizzle and Dave. This is going to be a fun one. You gave me an album. Would you like to tell me about your history with this album?
I genuinely can't remember the first time I heard Marquee Moon by Television. Certainly 20 plus years ago. I started getting into punk in general. Listened to all your generic sort of Sex Pistols and Clash and Iggy and all the rest of it. And yeah, somewhere around that time I came across Television, who were one of the first bands in that sort of CBGB emergence in New York, along with they were literally about the first band I think that played at CBGB, but quickly followed by the Ramones and Blondie and Iggy Pop, and that entire movement came out of that one venue, and these guys were sort of right at the cusp of it. But for some reason, this album and they had a second album, but that's about it. But for Television in general, for some reason, has kind of become forgotten over the years, whereas. Yeah. Iggy and the Stooges, Blondie, Ramones, these guys are all staples. They're household names. So I never understood it. The moment I heard this album, I was like, why the fuck isn't this in the same conversation?
Yeah.
So I was keen to hear your thoughts on it because I know you'd like punk in a general sense, but more or because you're a bit younger, more the latter punk than the sort of formative shit that I had in my early years. So come on, rip the Band-Aid off.
Well,
what are we saying?
I listened to this album yesterday. I had a drive to Sydney and I was like, I'm going to throw this album on and I'm going to listen to it a couple of times because, I got 6 hours in the car. I'm like, whatever. I'll see how this goes. I put it on and I think my reaction to this album can be summed up with one sound effect.
Okay.
And that is a B-Dizzle's big call, my friend.
B-Dizzle's big call.
You have fucking nailed it. This is the closest to a perfect album that I think we've had on this show. I think this is unskippable. So let me say this, though. So you sold this to me as a punk album. I don't think this is very punk at all.
I think what I said was...
You said was it was
proto-punk,
but I think
they're post-punk. Yes.
And I would actually agree with that because this is so far removed. When you think of particularly 70s, 80s punk, when you think of, the Ramones, the Sex Pistols...
Oh, they're so accomplished musically compared to like those. That. Yeah.
This is nothing like those albums. This has no sound like that. Punk, to me, was born out of, hey, we don't need to know how to play instruments. Realistically, punk and folk are very linked. Like, I don't know if you've ever listened to any anti-folk, which is basically acoustic punk. But punk and folk were basically two groups of people saying, hey, we don't need to know how to play instruments. And the folk group were like, let's sing about rainbows and, blowing in the wind and shit.
We don't know how to play our instruments, but we have something to say. Yeah,
and the punks were like, we don't have anything to say, and that doesn't fucking matter. Fuck the man. And this album is so far removed from that. I think that this is closest to, if you're looking at 70s, this album reminded me a lot of Led Zeppelin, more those kind of, if you're looking at British music, it was more the kind of metal bands, like definitely Led Zeppelin, I think I could hear. And when you look at new bands, there is no doubt in my mind that fucking Modest Mouse had this album on repeat. Like it's very close to, I would say this album is closest to modern day Modest Mouse and The Strokes, those more kind Strokes of bands
get, yeah, for sure.
that fall under alternative rather than any other genre.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned to you on chat that to kind of prep you for Tom Verlaine's vocals that
I fucking love them. I love them.
The only comparable vocalist I could think of was Gordon Gano.
Right.
Because no one else has a voice like that. It's not a voice that if you heard 2 seconds of, you'd think that's a good vocalist. He's got a terrible voice, but it really works for the music that he's singing to.
I think this is a strong album. What really sets this apart from early punks is that these guys know how to fucking play an instrument. And
they do.
You can tell that they have taken inspiration from it. Like the first track, See No Evil, the album comes on and I'm like, this isn't punk. This is closer to blues. I think this is the song that I most thought was linked to, say, Led Zeppelin. It has that real feel to it. Then you get into Venus, which has a different sound entirely. And I can see where punks took their inspiration from. You know, it's all very guitar-led, which at the time wasn't really a thing. You know, like you think back to the music of the
Knowing
day.
Knowing how to play your instruments really wasn't the thing at this point in time.
No,
the majority of, I mean, Blondie aside, maybe, the majority of the big bands coming through, the Ramones didn't know how to fucking play their instruments.
Oh, no.
Really?
Fuck no.
Dead Boys, who were one of the big, you know, hillies at CBG actually produced the Dead Boys.
Yeah.
Couldn't fucking play anything.
Yeah.
This was the very genesis, you know, this was the Sex Pistols type of punk where it was all attitude.
Yeah.
And that was the value in it.
You know what? I would almost describe this as like jangle punk. Like, and I know that sounds weird, but it's very
genre.
It's very poppy in a sense. Like a lot of it reminded me very much of The Cure's first album, Three Imaginary Boys. You think back to Boys Don't Cry, which has that punky feel to it, you know, like in the music, but not in the lyrics or the attitude. And that to me is where this album sat, where I can see how you could link this album to punk, but it's very melodic, it's very poppy, it's very catchy in a lot of ways. I think they're very inspired by jazz, and I think you can see that in the long tracks. I actually think the weakest track on this album is the title track, Marquee Boo.
We'll be right back.
hesitating.
Only because it's 10 minutes long. Only because it's 10 minutes long and it's mostly improvisational guitar solos. Like, it's a jazz track. Like, let's not beat around the bush. That song is straight up jazz. That's like just 10 minutes of improvised guitar solos. And
it's fucking great.
I honestly am struggling to pick my favorite track. Because every time a track, I was like, when Friction came on, I was like, now this is great. And I think Friction is the, that was the first song where I was like, this is kind of Strokes-y. And then I fucking loved Elevation. And that was the first track where I was like, well, this is practically Modest Mouse.
Did you hear the Greg Kind Band sample in that? I didn't know if you knew that 80s song.
No.
So we might have to put that in the put a clip of that in the episode when we edit.
Yeah.
Greg Kind Band's had a big and literally one hit wonder. No one knows. I mean, certainly I don't know anything else buckling Greg Kind Band's ever done, but the breakup song was a huge hit in the 80s.
And yeah, right.
Liberally samples Elevation.
Okay, right. Because Elevation, that was the first one where I was like, well, this is so Modest Mouse. Like, and you can even hear it in the voice. Like, it's, I just loved that track. Guiding Light is another one that I loved, that it kind of slows down a bit. Like, every song on this album sounds different. And that's why I think that I wouldn't classify this as punk. Because if you listen to a punk album, even the week before last.
It's literally just the time frame and where they emerged from.
Yeah, you know.
They came out of the same club as Blondie and, Ramones and Iggy and the Stooges and Dead Boys and all these bands. You know, you kind of have to lump them in with that, but they're so much better.
There's so much, well, you know, even, you know, like I love punk. I love traditional British punk, like, you know, Sex Pistols, Ramones, you know, from last week when I gave you Martha that I love even modern punk, which is very unpunky. But like, even that Martha album I gave you, a lot of the tracks do start to blend together. To me, that's part of what punk is that they're not very musical. And even I think Martha are fantastic because they have some great riffs and stuff. And I think you can hear the difference between tracks. But I know that if I put on that album, Courting Strong for My Wife, she wouldn't be able to pick the tracks apart. She wouldn't know when a track is ended.
A lot of them I couldn't. But true. Even the Ramones, who I love. Absolutely love the Ramones.
If you put on a Ramones album from top to bottom,
1, 2, 3, 4. It could be fucking anything. There's literally only two or three songs that immediately I could pick.
Yeah,
within a couple of bars.
Yeah,
you know, there's a 100%. Few that are different, but most of them take me 10, 20 seconds.
Definitely.
To go, oh well, this is, you know, Judy is a Punk or whatever.
Yep, definitely. Whereas this album. Like, every song sounds different. Even the final track, Torn Curtain, I was getting some real fucking Jeff Wayne vibes after listening to War of the Worlds a couple of weeks ago. I was like, a lot of this sounds, you know, very, like, I would, some of this is prog rock. Some of it is, like I said, bluesy.
They're miles ahead of their time.
Yeah, 100%.
When you think about where they emerged in New York in that club, they were the same no money, no whatever, you know, young guys as all the other bands coming up through there. But they were just so far ahead of the rest of them.
You said before
the others got by on attitude and stage presence and, you know, craziness.
Yeah.
They had and that's probably why they didn't sustain, to be brutally fair about it.
Yeah.
They had musical talents. Tom Verlaine's not a charismatic guy. He's not a John Lydon. He's not an Iggy Pop. He's not a Joey Ramone. He's not, I don't know if you've watched any YouTube stuff. He is shoegazy as fuck.
Yeah, right. Because honestly, these guys know what they're doing musically. Yeah, because these guys know what they're doing. I loved it. And like I said, I would describe it as jangle pop. It reminded me, like I said, I was getting mad vibes of early Cure. And you know I'm a massive fan of The Cure.
Sure.
I adored this album from top to bottom. I don't think there's a bad track. Like I said, I think for me the weakest is Marquee Moon, only because it's too long.
That's the only thing in everything you've said that saddens me, but I'm super happy overall.
And I don't think it's a bad track. It's only that 6 or 7 minutes into it, I was like, okay, I'm ready for this to end now. But this is a fucking great album, and I can't wait. You said that they actually only released one more around this time period, and then there's they came back and album. Did one more album in the 90s.
I know I've heard the second album. I don't think I've ever, I couldn't recall a single thing from it.
Right.
Marquee Moon's just been one of my favorite albums forever since I heard it in the 90s or whatever, but everything else they or Tom Verlaine have done is sort of not really on my radar.
Yeah.
This is just kind of one of those moments in time that I think is perfection.
Well, I'm a 9 out of 10 on this album. Like I said, I think that this is the absolute closest we have come on this show to a perfect album. I think every track is great and so different. They are so musical. And it's, for me, it was a no-brainer. It's got that DIY feel, which you know that I'm a big fan of.
Yeah.
It's got the energy. It was just fucking great from start to finish. I loved it. I loved it.
And so happy.
Yep. Every track is going to be in a playlist of mine. I can tell you that. If I had to pick one for our playlist, I was just going to say that.
You do have to.
For me, it's between Friction and Elevation.
I can see that.
I think I'm going to go Friction. Ooh, I got to re-listen to it. I'll re-listen to it one more time before I make my final
message
decision.
Me later. I'll pop whichever one it is on.
Well, next
week, what are you giving me, mate?
I'm going to give you something wildly different. I'm going to go as twee gets, because you know I'm a twee fan. I know that you like the Luxmiths. These guys have toured with the Luxmiths.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm going to go with a Seattle band called Math and Physics Club. And I'm going to go
Are they named from the Breakfast Club?
Yes, of course, because that's twee, my friend.
And it is.
I'm going to give you what I believe is their second. I'm going to give you what I believe is their second last album, Our Hearts Beat Out Loud. You can't get more twee than that title, even. It's
Our Hearts Beat Out Loud.
Yeah,
all
it's
right.
Very. It's poppy. It's
by the Math and Physics Club.
Yeah. So I really hope you like that one, because I think that is a perfect album. So there you go.
All right.
Fun. Thank you for listening, everybody, and we'll catch you next week with that.
See you then.